joining us now on the Ticket Hotline. The other team in town starting their playoff run on Sunday, the Dallas Mavericks. And we say good morning to the head coach, Jason Kidd. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Okay.
Great. Thanks for the time.
Good. I hope you don't mind me talking like a kindergarten teacher recovering from a head injury.
Well, no, you don't talk like that, Coach. We've talked to you over the years for a long time, but, man, it's playoff time now. It's do or die.
Well, I don't think it's do or die. I mean, we've got a couple days, you know, where I didn't do and I didn't die. I mean, you know, I mean, if you didn't have a do, like maybe in a week or something, maybe you would die getting all backed up and stuff. But no. I don't think any of our players are planning on not going pot for a whole week. I mean, to be honest, I think that's a little rude and none of your business to be talking about our bottom butts and how much we want to use them.
I wasn't talking about that.
I mean, if you want to talk about bad bathroom stuff, then why don't you talk to your friend Mike Ducey? I mean, he's the one who goes to the basement stall in Fox 4 and lays a mound of brown cannonballs and then refuses to flush them in order to crack up Dan Henry.
I don't think that happens.
No, it doesn't happen. Jeez.
Well, Coach, this series may very well swing on the status of Kawhi Leonard. If the Clippers don't have Kawhi, do you think they're in hot water without him?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't think they're in hot water. I mean, humans in general are land creatures and don't live in water, so I'm not sure where you're going with that. I mean, if you're trying to imply that all NBA players are amphibians, I mean, I would really have to respectfully disagree with you on that. I don't think we're frogs or anything, although we do all start off as tadpoles in our daddy's front sack, so we are amphibians.
That's not where I'm with that at all. Well, let me ask you about something else then. You have been to the mountaintop, winning a title as a Mavericks player that night in Miami in 2011. How much do you lean on that experience here in this postseason?
Well, I didn't go to any mountaintop to win a title. I mean, I won that title in Miami, and as far as I know, there are no mountains in Miami, but no. I mean, I'm not sure where you're getting your geological information from. I mean, are you thinking about maybe a small rise on a surface street? Is that what you meant to say?
No.
That I've been to a small rise on a Miami, Florida surface street?
No.
Is that what you're trying to say?
That's what you're trying to say. I sure wish you'd say that instead of accusing me of being a modern NBA Sir Edmund Hillary.
Okay, but you know, it's your role as the coach to bring out the best in your players to get 100% out of them. How do you get across the message, hey, let's just let it all hang out?
Well, I don't want to get across that message. I mean, we can't let it all hang out. As a matter of fact, a Mavericks employee got fired a few years back for doing that. I mean, Pants DJ, I mean, he lost his job for letting it all hang out. That's why we had to hire Scent, and we still don't know what she does. But, I mean, this is very busy playoff. So yeah. To let my gunny sack of fun hang out all over people's keyboards and to dip it into their coffee mugs when they're not looking,
no.
I mean, that'd be a waste of valuable playoff time.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, I think you'd be a predator for doing something like that. And now, just to emphasize that, I'd like to laugh in slow motion. Like a choo-choo train.
Yeah, that sound kind of like a train, yeah.
Now I'm laughing in bass motion. And now I'm laughing in variable motion. That concludes the view.
I don't know if that means he's nervous or he's relaxed maybe going into the series on Sunday.